Tuned In program. We are visiting with Marty Lamori. Marty, a board member with the Boone County Historical Society. Marty, thanks for taking time visiting with us today.
Well, thanks for having us, or having me, I guess. There's nobody else with me. Having me come and tell you guys all about what's going on down at the History Center. So,
and we are into the month of June. So, really, summertime season for you guys. And you still have a lot of your main things you keep working on. That part
right.
isn't changing, but I'm guessing there are a few other things you're really focusing on right now.
Yeah. Well, first off, it's always a busy month for our rentals down in our community room in May. So that was very busy. And we appreciate those that used our facilities because that's part of our income process. And I'll just put a plug in for that. If you're a member, it's $100 to rent for the day. If you're a non-member, it's $125 to rent for the day. Full kitchen facilities, it says that its capacity is 130. Comfortably, you can seat about around 80 people with our tables and chairs. So, and all you have to do is get a hold of me and check and see if the date that you want is available, and we'll get you all set up. So
that's one of the big things. Don't wait till the last second to try. call in a little bit.
We do book up quickly, especially during certain seasonal times. Yeah. So I think we have some times left in June yet. And the other thing that you can do, too, is if you have an organization or a club or a recurring event of some type, we do, at the end that you know that you are going to be meeting for, you have to commit to a full year, we do a recurring rental rate is lower. So that if you would say, I'm going to rent 2 days a month on the third and fourth Monday of the month for the whole year because that's when our group meets, then we do decrease that rental amount. And that is down from the $100, it isn't $100 a day or $125 a day. It's decreased down to, I'd have to look on my sheet to quote it exactly. I think it's 40, I think it's 45 and 50. I can't remember right off the top of my head, so don't quote me on those numbers. I'd have to look at my sheet.
I should
have it memorized because I know. For I think for profit, and it matters if it's for profit or non-profit too, but that can be a consideration, too, if you have a group meeting. So.
Yeah, you got clubs, organizations, things like that that are nonprofit. This is works out the best. I mean, if this is it could be a fine opportunity for you to do this. And it's you could do a lot of things down there, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah. And we keep it very plain, very vanilla, you know, so that we do allow decorating. We prefer that we use the use of Scotch tape, but otherwise, it's a very nice facility, so I think.
The Erickson Room, or was that what we call it?
Yeah, it's the Wayne B. Erickson. It's named after an individual who was a farmer from down in the Madrid area who did a very, very generous donation to him, the organization. And so we named the community room after him. And when we had our grand reopening of our second floor last August, we had his family invited, if you remember them being there, so they could be a part of it.
I was going to say, that was just not quite a year ago. So,
and I know, I can't believe it. That it's like, wow.
And want to point out, in the summertime, obviously in the wintertime it's nice and warm there, but in the summertime it is cool as well, too. So.
Right. Okay. We had our meeting on the 3rd of June. Treasurer's report was done. We just really nothing new on that. We just do a quarterly report on finances.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the black, so it's not to be of a concern there. Again, a lot of months there may be a little more expenditure than there is income, depending upon donations and rentals and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing well. We have invested in some CDs, and we just renewed one of those to try and increase our interest income on the money that we do have. So we're trying to be very fiscally responsible and very transparent with what's going on with the finances. So any questions, we have, our treasurer is Ryan Hansen. Questions can be directed to a board member or to Ryan directly.
Do you, just so I don't interrupt you too much here, but I just was curious, do you still maintain like an endowment or foundation?
Yeah, there is that. That is not, it's not a large amount. That yeah. one is one that was established quite a few years ago, but we still do have that.
Okay. All right. Just so for those that might be wondering if they were looking at contributions or making some,
Sure. Sure.
Donations like that. But I know a lot of the things you get go directly, you get line item right for different projects and things like that, too. So
That is where the majority of it goes versus endowment for future funds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It yeah. seems like we tend to obviously have maybe a little bit more of an immediate need sometimes so that we can keep the balances that we have and be able to invest in the CDs and get the rate of return that we can with that.
Yeah,
so,
okay. All right. So we did the treasurer's part. What else came up there?
Yeah, at that okay. meeting? Let's see. Old business. Let's see. HVAC systems. I know I've talked about this. We have got some bids from different local businesses, and we put through a vote, a motion to replace the furnace that's in the research room.
Okay.
We have four units that run that building. It's a big building, and they are all of an ancient age, I will say, that they need to be replaced, and hopefully we can gain some efficiency by that. So we went ahead and said we need to do that one. One of the main reasons we're starting with that one is that old unit is very loud, and so if anybody is in the research room and that thing kicks in, it's kind of hard to almost visit with each other. So that's why we started with that one. So anybody is feeling generous and would like to make a donation to help us fund the replacement of that furnace, that would be great. And like you said, you can designate any donation that you make to a specific project.
Mm-hmm.
And we very much honor that and appreciate it. So, and speaking of other projects, we also have our landscaping project. Ryan and Monica Hansen were presented some information for it's basically a perennial garden is what it is. It's called the No Maintenance Perennial Garden. That's what we're planning on putting in that, starting with the front of the History Center, is to remove the majority of what's in the front of that and put in this perennial garden. It's much lower maintenance than a lot of other garden areas. And so Ryan's going to put together the final plan for that so that we see what the costs and everything will be. So I'm not sure when we're going to get that initiated. Right now, we try to just keep it cleaned up around the best we can.
Sure.
We know it's not exactly put together as far as actual design, but we already have $200 donated for the landscaping. Two individuals have put money in for that. So we'll keep you posted on how that comes along.
Work in progress.
Right, right. Let's see. That's all that was on old business. New business, summer events. We typically have done in April a volunteer recognition to say thank you. We didn't really get that accomplished in April, so we are thinking that maybe we are going to be doing a tentative date for an event on the 6th of August, and that will be for our reopening of the Ferry Room and the Merchants Room.
Oh, okay.
I'll give some report on the detail on that, but tentatively, we would put on the books August 6th. We haven't talked to Fairway yet, so don't anybody from Fairway panic yet. We will be discussing it with you, but just a tentative date so to kind of coordinate those two things to recognize our volunteers and reopen that room. So, okay, I think we're ready for committee reports. Collections, I'll start with that one. The collections chair requested that they've continued working very, very hard. Joe Howell and Barb McDougall are kind of like they just have been so diligent about working through a lot of what's in the collections, and they're finding items that are requesting to what we call deaccession, in other words, remove from the collection.
Sure.
For various reasons. Either it's not a Boone County item, we can't identify what it is. Some items are in such bad shape that some things need to just be disposed of. And some items that are duplicates and still in good shape and maybe not of Boone County origin, they could be put on a future sale of some type.
Sure.
So we approved to go ahead and have them deaccession those items. In the future, we would like to sponsor like a vendor fair and sell the items that we have and maybe even invite other vendors to join in on the sale who have kind of more historical items, even like some collectibles and
sure.
some antiques.
Yeah. The collection is large, and having duplicates is not a surprising thing for us. We've seen that happen before a number of times, too. So, and I can
right.
understand you get some of the older things, and you really don't want, again, if it doesn't have a connection or tie to Boone County, it's a little easier to let it go.
Right, yeah. And just because of our space items, you know, mm-hmm. it is that. More on collections up in our library, which is up on, well, we call it, it's really third floor, I guess. If you call the community room first floor and then the main level second floor, we call it second floor and basement. But anyway, the library is up on top level. We're working to clean out large wooden cabinets on the south wall up there and verifying accession numbers and discarding items that aren't pertinent to the collection. The girls got that pretty well cleaned out, and Harry also got those cabinets secured on the south wall. We found that sometimes some of the cabinet work has not been secured properly, so we wanted to make sure this one was up in that library. We had an incident down in our on our first floor back in the fairway room where we had a cabinet that we were taking things out of that all of a sudden just fell off the wall. And it was a large cabinet. We got out of the way in time. No one was injured, but it was a huge mess to clean up.
Yeah.
So Harry, our maintenance guy, takes good care of us on that. They're working through scrapbooks and other things, working on the attic and making organizational sense out of things. So I think that's it on collections. It's interesting. They found that one of the things that we're working on for a new display is Lincoln Highway. And if you're on Facebook and social media with us, we do have a page. And we just posted today, found an old tire upstairs.
I was going to say, I saw that tire, yes.
Yeah, right. So it's interesting what you'll find, and I haven't gotten a chance to read. There's someone who did respond with information about the tire and about the company. So it's kind of fun, and that's one way that we do, you know, reach out to the general population is through Facebook. So if you don't follow us, please do. It's kind of fun, and you see some kind of interesting things. Next report was in Buildings and Grounds. Jimmy Parker, I did some painting. We had to have a new window installed. He did some painting for us. We hung up the stretcher in the military room and rearranged some items in the fairway room, things that are still needing to be done. We're working on compiling a list of computers and printers so that we're more efficient with those.
Mm-hmm.
We're refurbishing two display cases that we took out from down at Kate Shelley at the depot down there. We hauled those in, and then multiple people have worked to get those refurbished. We are going to be utilizing those up in the fairway room and we're working on a project. We're going to need some help because we've got some cases to move, again, that are very heavy. And we're going to be looking at either working with a moving company, maybe, possibly. It gets to where, you know, with the number of volunteers, you don't want anybody to injure themselves.
Sure.
So we're kind of thinking, we're looking into some costs for that. So if anybody has a moving company and would like to donate their time to help us move a couple of things, that would be great. A couple of the things won't fit on the elevator. They have to be, you know, taken upstairs.
Up and down the stairs.
That makes it really challenging. Yeah. So, and Harry said he's just got some more, hanging some more picture frames and just redoing some handles on and locks and brackets on display cases. So that was buildings and grounds. And we'll get to exhibit. That's always a busy one. Jeannie, we just more than appreciate her. She has drive and enthusiasm and knowledge that, you know, it's the perfect volunteer job for her to have because she's just great at it. So we're working on a fairway, what we are calling the fairway room and the merchant's room. So we're excited to get that opened up again. It's taken a lot of time and patience to get that put together. Let's see. I'm looking. Food merchants. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. Abandoned post offices in towns of Boone County was put in on the south wall of that room. Also, Joe has reached out to Linda Boyd Brevard to see if we want to expand the Boyd's Dairy display.
Sure. Yeah.
And some others, just kind of unearthing different things that we can put into that display.
Sure.
So we're looking forward to it. Veterans Project, Ron has done 5 or 6 interviews with the Vietnam War veterans, and Jeannie has completed the editing for the interviews that are done. And we will again be doing a November Vietnam War exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Ron's still available to do more interviews,
yeah.
Right?
Any Vietnam veterans
would like to
participate. I mentioned that there's going to be the Lincoln Highway exhibit that we're working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
We also worked with Boone Conservation Commission with Kyle Neuendorf and with Chelsea.
Yeah.
And we finally have the signage for the Lincoln Highway, which will go in the front of the History Center, and signage for Kate Shelley, which will go down at the site.
Sure.
And so those should be installed by the end of June. And so we're excited about that. The Lincoln Highway display, just working on trying to find maps and any information that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's a DVD on the whole trip through on the Lincoln Highway that's about 15 minutes long that we may be...
I think it's an old Iowa DOT one, yeah.
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 So anyway, that we had a link for it. There's some things on Gona that we're compiling also from Glenn Platter and Rose Wilhite had donated items. It's a 3-ring binder. It was compiled in 2001 by them, and it is in our research room. Trying to work as much as we can to get research room very user-friendly. So there's easy ease of access for everyone for information for what they're looking for. So I think that's about it.
Okay.
Trail Tales, again, was mailed out, which we got taken care of. we don't have a high enough mailing rate to use the bulk rate at this given time, so we just had to use the standard one. But
okay.
So that sort of segues into the next thing with membership.
Yep.
I know we're almost halfway through the year. Memberships aren't extremely expensive. We still welcome your membership for the year. So you can just, again, you can go online. It's very easy at our website, www.bchsiowa.org. And you can go ahead and do a donation and your membership all in one fell swoop. And we would appreciate that. You also can mm-hmm. stop down to the center. We have a paper form that you can fill out and just take care of doing a donation or a membership right in person. And that can be Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 2. And you could also, if those times don't work for you, we could certainly arrange to get somebody there to take your membership stuff.
All right. Good. And we're still looking Thursday, Friday, Saturday for being open?
Yep, yep, from 10 to 2. Let's see what my next report is. I think we're...
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we're in... I kind of already reported on the community room and the
mm-hmm.
rental.
Yeah.
Membership, we have our committee. Jules Espinoza is on the committee with me. And we have several ideas that we have kind of come up with. We would like to, when we do have new members, maybe do a new member welcome and tour.
Sure.
And just do like a little either coffee or lunch or after hours, whatever, get the new members that are there and take them on a personalized tour when they do join. The other thing we thought about that came up as an idea was, as you know, like if you become a member of the chamber, you get the little acrylic sticker that goes mm-hmm. in your business window that says you are a member of the Boone Chamber. So I'm thinking about doing that for the History Center.
Sure.
We're still waiting for final lease renewal with Kate Shelley. And otherwise, in the meantime, trees have been trimmed, fallen branches have been piled and burned. Mowing and spraying is being done. A tire that someone retrieved from the ravine has been taken to the landfill. And just kind of keeping things in at least decent shape that part. The building, again, is still kind of in like I said, we know it's deteriorating, but you know we have a future project for that.
Something if someone's interested in being a part of helping out Kate Shelley, just make contact and start to let's get a plan together.
Right, right. And I know we've done so much focus at the main building that, mm-hmm. you know, and working on the project there, because that is our main attraction, is the main building.
Sure.
We're hoping that once we aren't going to really take any action until we can set any dates to do anything this year until we get the lease finalized.
Oh, got to do that first, yeah.
So. Got it. We've got to take that step. It's got to happen first before the rest of the dominoes can fall.
Yeah.
So.
Well, sounds busy, and just wanted to ask a quick reminder, any discussions about any maybe Saturday Scholar programs coming up or anything that... Down the road, would we be looking maybe later this year in the fall or something?
I'm going to guess that those will occur probably in the fall.
Okay.
People are busy in the summertime,
oh, yeah.
it seems like. And right now, you know, the most recent one that we had was on the buildings, the architectural, mm-hmm. With the Vintage Card Club. So we did have one, we don't have anything on the books as of right now, but it's still out there. So,
all right, it's there.
If anybody has a particular subject matter that they might be interested in, you could let us know about that, and then we can try to work to get a speaker that would have knowledge on that certain area.
Sure. Busy, busy. And again, folks, if you're interested in volunteering, if you're interested in the memberships, just make contact. It's the easiest thing to do, especially volunteers. You can always use volunteers to help out. So.
Right, right. And again, you don't have to be a member to volunteer. And if you are a member, you're not required to volunteer.
Yeah.
I mean, we encourage it, but everybody has their own treasure and talent that they feel in their time amount that they feel that they can donate to doing something. So even, you never know, even if it's just a couple hours a month, that every little bit helps. Many hands make light work. So.
Certainly does. Marty Lamore, board member again, Boone County Historical Society, our guest on our Tuned In program on KWBG.